classic, isn't it?
That's it's lovely. Absolute magic.
Lovely tune. Yeah.
I've played that when I was in a band, folk band, and Dave Pegg played bass.
Nice.
It was very nice, but it was very scary because I think if I get this wrong, he's never going to forgive me. But we didn't. It was good.
And it turns out it was other things he wouldn't forgive you for, not getting that wrong. Well,
no, he still talks to me, so anyway, we'll leave it at that.
Via the courts.
Via the courts. So Fairport, Deep Purple, all the 70s stuff you loved.
Yes, still do.
And still do. You and I, we frequent quite a lot of gigs, don't we?
Yeah, we were at Dave Pegg's birthday bash at 2010 Hall.
We was, of course, I forgot that.
Just a few months ago, we were at... Yeah. Francis Dunne's It Bites. We were at the Fusion Festival in Stourport watching IQ. And where else have I seen you? We were both at Big Big Train in Aylesbury.
Yes. There's many places. We've been to a lot of gigs together without even knowing it.
Yeah, I'm sure we have. I mean...
So you still love your prog, don't you?
I love prog.
It was going so well.
The prog crowbar's out.
Not the sort of metal end of prog. I mean, I don't go for Dream Theatre or that kind of end of the prog spectrum, but it's a big spectrum.
Are you more Wizards and Warlocks?
No, not really.
Have you ever played it? Have you ever been in a prog band?
Not really, no. No, I did rehearse with a prog band back in the 80s called Damascus. And
I know that name.
Yes, they became Ark. They changed the name to Ark.
Yes, Johnny Jewett.
John Jewett wasn't in when I rehearsed with him, but it was Tony Shorts on vocals and Pete Wheatley on guitar.
Yeah.
And I still see Pete at around Stourbridge. He used to go in Katie Fitzgerald's when it was a pub.
Oh, right, okay.
So I did rehearse with him, but at the time I was in this other band that we felt we were on the verge of something.
And what band was that?
That was In the Evening.
Right, okay.
A blues rock band. We did JB's a lot. Mm. And we had a bit of a following. We used to do bikers' rallies as well. Mm. And it was quite a loud
rock band.
I'll tell
you what, that has been... Bikers' rallies has been a great outlet for loads of musicians. We've done a couple of these. Yeah. Just brilliant. It's great.
Great atmosphere.
Okay, look after you. It's a really good crack. Excellent.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, the guitarist, Martin Baggett, I'm sure a few people will remember him from JB's. Mm. Fabulous guitar player. Unfortunately, he got ill. And he's no longer with us. He was diabetic and he had all kinds of things went wrong with him. Okay. So we did have I think it was Sam that organised it at JB's.
A
benefit for Martin when he was in a wheelchair and not able to play because he lost the feel in his fingers, unfortunately.
Okay. Mm.
In the Evening was a good band and I almost joined Damascus. So I could have been a prog player, but I haven't got the technique to be honest. When I hear something like the intro to Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, I think no.
Oh, it's impossible! It's just all crossing over the hands, isn't it? And what say about technique?
Yes,
right. And you self-taught?
Yeah, the things I learned from were Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles and Led Zepp and Deep Purple. And that's within the capabilities of me as a player. But when I hear Rick Wakeman or Tony Banks or...
It can go the other way. It can push you away, can't it? And you think, however much you love it, because you're trying to learn how to play it, because it's seemingly impossible.
Well, yeah, I like classical music as well. I'm never going to be able to have the technique to play that.
Do you write much? Or have you written much?
Back in the 80s, within the Evening, we used to write a lot. But... For the last 30 years, I've been in covers bands and I've written the odd tune. And
well, you sang In the Evening, well, for the old Led Zeppelin aficionados even.
Easy for you to say.
You'd think. But that's a track off In Through the Outdoor, isn't it?
They're Marillion fans, aficionados, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
not now, they ain't. No. Not now the new blokes in.
Yeah. Yes. New since 1988. Anyway, you've picked a Robert Plant track.
I have. Yeah, it was hard to get down to a sensible number of tracks to play, and I thought, well, if I limit it to people I've seen live, that rules out Led Zepp.
Mm.
But I thought, what's my favourite Robert Plant track? And this has also got Francis Dunne on guitar, who we saw just in January of this year.
We did.
At KK's in Wolverhampton. Fabulous guitar player. And this track is a killer, I think.
Well, from the album Fighter Nation, it's a brilliant album, isn't it? The track you've picked is Calling to You.